Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic for the readings today is Our Heavenly Home. I'll be reading selective passages from the New Century Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of His name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid because You are with me. Your rod and Your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely Your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Matthew, the words of Christ Jesus. Everyone who hears my words and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and hit that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. Everyone who hears my words and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. It rained hard. The floods came, and the winds blew and hit that house, and it fell with a big crash. When Jesus finished these sayings, the people were amazed at His teaching, because He did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like a person who had authority. Isaiah, look at Jerusalem, the city of our festivals. Look at Jerusalem, that beautiful place of rest. It is like a tent that will never be moved. The pegs that hold her in place will never be pulled up, and her ropes will never be broken. There the Lord will be our mighty one. That land is a place with streams and wide rivers, but there will be no enemy boats on those rivers. No powerful ship will sail on them. This is because the Lord is our judge. The Lord makes our laws. The Lord is our king. He will save us. You sailors from other lands hear, the ropes on your boats hang loose. The mast is not held firm. The sails are not spread open. Then your great wealth will be divided. There will be so much wealth that even the crippled people will carry off a share. No one living in Jerusalem will say, I am sick. The people who live there will have their sins forgiven. Revelation, the writings of St. John. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared, and there was no sea anymore. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down of heaven from God. It was prepared like a bride dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now God's presence is with people, and He will live with them, and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain, because all the old ways are gone. The one who was sitting on the throne said, Look, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted. The one on the throne said to me, It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give free water from the spring of the water of life to anyone who is thirsty. Those who win the victory will receive this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last troubles, came to me, saying, "Come with me, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And the angel carried me away by the Spirit to a very large and high mountain. He showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It was shining with the glory of God and was bright like a very expensive jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod made of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was built in a square, and its length was equal to the width. The angel measured the city with the rod. The city was 12,000 stadia long, 12,000 stadia wide, and 12,000 stadia high. The angel also measured the wall. It was 144 cubits high, by human measurements, which the angel was using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city was made of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundation stones of the city walls were decorated with every kind of jewel. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the city's temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because the glory of God is its light, and the Lamb is the city's lamp. By its light, the people of the world will walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. The city's gates will never be shut on any day, because there is no night there. The glory and the honor of the nations will be brought into it. Those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. Home is the dearest spot on earth, and it should be the center, though not the boundary, of the affections. There is too much animal courage in society and not sufficient moral courage. Christians must take up arms against error at home and abroad. They must grapple with sin in themselves and in others and continue this warfare until they have finished their course. If they keep the faith, they will have the crown of rejoicing. The broadcast powers of evil, so conspicuous today, show themselves in the materialism and sensualism of the age, struggling against the advancing spiritual era. Beholding the world's lack of Christianity and the powerlessness of vows to make home happy, the human mind will at length demand a higher affection. If you launch your bark upon the ever-agitated but healthful waters of truth, you will encounter storms. Your good will be evil spoken of. This is the cross. Take it up and bear it, for through it you win and wear the crown. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. The straight line finds no abiding place in a curve, and a curve finds no adjustment to a straight line. Similarly, matter has no place in spirit, and spirit has no place in matter. Truth has no home in error, and error has no foothold in truth. Mind cannot pass into non-intelligence and matter, nor can non-intelligence become soul? At no point can these opposites mingle or unite. Even though they seem to touch, one is still a curve and the other a straight line. The chief stones in the temple of Christian Science are to be found in the following postulates: that life is God, good, and not evil; that soul is sinless, not to be found in the body; that spirit is not and cannot be materialized; that life is not subject to death; that the spiritual real man has no birth, no material life, and no death; that life is God, Jesus proved by his reappearance after the crucifixion, in strict accordance with his scientific statement: destroy this temple, body, and in 3 days I, spirit, will raise it up. It is as if he had said, the I, the life, substance, and intelligence of the universe is not in matter to be destroyed. As in Jesus' time, so today, tyranny and pride need to be whipped out of the temple, and humility and divine science to be welcomed in. The strong cords of scientific demonstration, as twisted and wielded by Jesus, are still needed to purge the temples of their vain traffic in worldly worship and to make them meet dwelling places for the Most High. If hypocrisy, stolidity, inhumanity, or vice finds its way into the chambers of disease through the would-be healer, it would, if it were possible, convert into a den of thieves the temple of the Holy Ghost, the patient's spiritual power to resuscitate himself. The unchristian practitioner is not giving to mind or body the joy and strength of truth. The poor, suffering heart needs its rightful nutriment, such as peace, patience in tribulation, and a priceless sense of the dear Father's loving kindness. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. There was no temple, that is, no material structure in which to worship God, for he must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. The word temple also means body. The Revelator was familiar with Jesus' use of this word, as when Jesus spoke of his material body as the temple to be temporarily rebuilt. John 2:21. What further indication need we of the real man's incorporeality than this, that John saw heaven and earth with no temple, body therein? This kingdom of God is within you, is within reach of man's consciousness here, and the spiritual idea reveals it. In divine science, man possesses this recognition of harmony, consciously in proportion to his understanding of God. Jerusalem. Mortal belief and knowledge obtained from the five corporeal senses, the pride of power and the power of pride, sensuality, envy, oppression, tyranny. Home, heaven. This concludes our readings for today.